Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running.
Oh my God! 911 emergency?
Give me an ambulance out here!
What you're about to see in the next 60 minutes is real. Real cops. Real crooks. Real cases. Everything from state-of-the-art training to terrifying shootouts. The most reckless criminals, the most bizarre and unusual crimes ever captured on tape. From high-speed chases to robbery in progress, from impossible rescues to insane crimes of passion, we've gathered this amazing video from departments all over the world. Much of it has never been seen outside the law enforcement community. What you see may shock you, frighten you, anger you. But we bring it to you for one reason. Because knowledge is power. A power that could save your life.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. We've traveled around the world to give you a hard-hitting look at police in action. It's not always pretty, but it's always real. Get ready. The action starts right here, right now.
St. Ann, Missouri. Officers spot a man wanted for the theft of government checks. It's a federal offense, and the man knows he's looking at hard time in a federal prison. For him, surrender is not an option. As officers follow the suspect around the parking lot, he punches the gas, diving into midday rush hour. But these seasoned deputies match him move for move, never missing a beat. Up ahead, a fellow officer tries to cut off the fugitive felon, who swerves just in time, narrowly avoiding a head-on catastrophe. Zigging and zagging, he gets wilder with every turn, jumping lanes, blowing across crowded streets and clogged intersections, pushing through anything caught in his way. The deputies have to stop this menace, but they suddenly find themselves blocked. The suspect now has a real chance of getting away. Officers race to catch up before he claims an innocent life. As they close in, it's now the suspect who's caught in a tangled intersection. Officers quickly box him in and exit their vehicle with weapons drawn, ready to take him down. But once again, the suspect just bulldozes his way through, scraping past surprised motorists. An unmarked unit takes up the chase as deputies jump back in their car. Moments later, a minivan jumps off-road as the fishtailing suspect nearly wipes out an entire family. Thinning traffic means higher speed. And higher speed means even deadlier risks, which he is more than willing to take. As his speed increases, any curve becomes a blind curve, and his blinding speed is a one-way ticket to disaster. But with only seconds remaining until impact, he slams on his brakes, narrowly avoiding a massive pileup. He continues cutting wildly across the double yellow into opposing traffic. Suddenly, he targets a freeway off-ramp. But the officers stay right on his tail. He makes another hard turn, but his right front tire can't hold out. It's the moment officers have been waiting for. They make their move. The crippled four-door heads back for the freeway. Watch what happens as the officers close in to shut him down. His fishtail spin takes out a light pole and stalls him. This chase is over. Knowing the kind of hard time he'd be serving for stealing government checks, this suspect twisted and turned and broke every rule in the book to get away. But thanks to the teamwork of the St. Ann Police Department, the only checks this thief will receive now are nightly bed checks from a prison guard. Queensland, Australia.
At a gas station, a clerk works the midnight shift. As he restocks merchandise, a man rushes into the store. But this is no customer. He's a masked robber, and he's armed and dangerous. His choice of weapon? Unbelievably, it's a farm tool.
Hurry up, I want to smash you.
Hurry up, put the money in.
You don't scare me.
But this clerk isn't about to be bullied by a pitchfork-wielding punk. He grabs a large iron bar and shows him who's boss. The criminal realizes he's outmatched and scurries off.
You bastard. All of you, just talk.
I just said, no, you're not getting it. You work for it.
Phoning the police, the clerk thinks his night of terror is over. But he's wrong. The robber's partners in crime bolt into the store. But this time, the weapons are shotguns. And they're prepared to use them. The clerk hands over the money. Instead of losing his life, this man only loses a few dollars. Police always urge cooperation with an armed robber. This man got lucky once, but when the robbers were better armed, he was smart enough not to push his luck anymore. Columbia, South Carolina. A man is pulled over on a suspicion of drunk driving.
1038 on a white Mitsubishi Montero.
When the trooper steps out, he gets a surprise. The driver takes off, ditching his passenger. The officer makes a quick decision.
R-15-10-0, Columbia.
He leaves the ejected man for other units to pick up. Meanwhile, the suspect has no idea where to run.
He's trying to make a decision.
As he tears down the on-ramp, the officer discovers why the man is running. He's tossing out his drug supply. Soon, the chase moves back off the freeway. The disoriented suspect peels onto a side road. Now they enter an industrial park, where the truck just makes it through a closing gate. The officers wait for it to reopen.
Shut the gate, man.
Valuable time is lost. The suspect is far ahead. As they chase the truck onto a logging road, the cruisers get rattled by potholes.
I'm going into the dead-end road, man.
The dust and flashing lights make it hard to see. But soon, the driver reaches the end of the line. He bails out, and the trooper from the lead car chases him into the woods. After a brief foot pursuit, the suspect is taken into custody. This guy thought he might get away if he ditched his passenger, then ditched his drugs. But when he tried to ditch the highway patrol, his getaway turned out to be nothing but a dead end.
Get out of here!
Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, a world of chaos. A jubilant crowd becomes a crushing mob. A desert stream becomes a raging river.
This is absolutely amazing.
And a convenience store,
he's got a gun,
becomes a war zone. From the sadistic to the ballistic. When it all goes wrong,
freeze!
It's up to the police.
Shut him down!
To make it right. Next. Car thief. Flirting with death. A drunk driver.
Well, I just know you're good looking.
Flirting with a cop.
I'm not blowing you, baby.
And a mob. Flirting with disaster. The road is rough. The pressure is high.
He's got a gun.
The chase is on. Worthington, Ohio. A local tavern has just been robbed by a drunken customer. An alert police officer spots the getaway car and whips a 180. The cop pursues the intoxicated robber over railroad tracks, through stop signs and red lights, all at insane speeds. Moments later, the man makes a crazy U-turn. He jumps the curb, almost slamming into a traffic sign and a light post, while the cruiser almost T-bones it.
Going back on that.
The police quickly set up a roadblock. The man just flies past it, almost slamming into another cruiser. The only thing worse than chasing an armed robber is chasing one that's stone drunk. They have to stop this menace now.
That's going down.
Police create a second roadblock. Nearly blasting into one of the cop cars, he once again evades the cops. The suspect takes a right turn down a small dirt road. He stops in a driveway. Then, incredibly, he just gives up. The cops waste no time. This tavern-robbing drunk will soon be seeing a lot more bars than he had bargained for. But this time, he'll be behind them for a very long time. Madison, Wisconsin. On game days, it's better known as Mad City, and this is the biggest game day of them all. This victory has just sealed a trip to the Rose Bowl. And fans can hardly contain their joy. They want to hug their heroes and carry them away. Students pour onto the field, but a seemingly harmless chain-link fence blocks their path. A few begin to trip and fall. In a matter of minutes, it's a deadly stampede. Full-blown panic grips the crowd. Fans in back are unaware of what's happening as the wall of people surges forward. For those trapped below, ribs are broken, lungs crushed. Players and coaches rush to their aid. Suffocating bodies pulled from the crush. A football hero who can't help a friend. A terrified roommate cries out in despair.
Heading your way.
Finally, dozens of ambulances arrive on the field. The critical are rushed to intensive care. Miraculously, no one died. But what should have been a day for celebration will instead be remembered as a day of terror, pain, and tragic suffering.
Handling drunk driving suspects is one of the toughest jobs a cop has to master. You have to have the skills of a diplomat and incredible patience.
Little Rock, Arkansas. In a police station, an officer prepares to book Elizabeth, a DUI suspect.
Driving and being in actual physical control of a motor vehicle in the state of Arkansas.
I ain't driving nothing.
I know you're not. Constitutes consent for a chemical analysis for blood alcohol content.
He has to give her a breathalyzer test, but Elizabeth is still in a mood to party.
Will be administered a breath test to determine your blood alcohol content.
Yes, I will.
If you take the
test,
if you take the test, you make sure you have a physician qualified.
Good looking.
He's dealt with drunks before, but none like this.
It's okay, I appreciate
it. I love you.
Suddenly infatuated, she begins flirting with the officer.
God help me, I can't help you. Help me, God help me. I can't help you, but I just know you're good looking.
I appreciate it, ma'am, okay?
Don't go, you beautiful brown eyes.
Sign right there for me, okay?
I'll sign.
Thank you, ma'am.
Go, you beautiful.
But the officer has a job to do.
She's gonna tell you how to blow this machine, okay?
I've never blown that machine.
You're not going to blow it for me.
I'm not blowing on you, baby. No, we can't do that. Sit down for me, okay? I thank you. Thank you for being such a gentleman.
You're welcome.
Just blow this machine
for me right here.
Thank you. Lord, God bless you.
Thank you.
God have mercy on this man. Have mercy on this man. He's a real man. God is going to be good to you.
I hope he is. I need all the help.
He's going to be good to this man.
Okay. He's
a
good man.
Why? Because God is good.
When her flattery fails, she becomes childish.
I need to go home.
Well, you get to blow this machine and then we can work away.
Why?
You know, because that's the law.
He finally persuades her to do the test.
Keep blowing. Don't stop. Keep blowing. There you go.
There you go.
But now Elizabeth wants her reward. A kiss.
Give me victory. I need victory. Come here.
Victory.
corner, you better give him a victory kiss.
We got all kinds of rules about kissing now.
You better know I'm my blood boy.
Elizabeth may have been hot-blooded tonight, but the next morning, she was stone-cold sober. After seeing this video, she immediately got sober for good and has been out of trouble ever since.
You better give me a victory kiss.
Alma, Arkansas. A car thief makes a desperate run for the county line in a stolen sports car. The Alma police are in pursuit.
A small RX-7, Oklahoma tag. Oklahoma tag, we got several units in the pursuit.
High-speed chases are always dangerous, but blinding rain and heavy fog have turned this winding pursuit into a late-night dance with death. The cars hydroplane all over the slick roads, but the suspect pushes his 240 horses even harder. If he's not careful, this suspect could go from 60 to eternity in no time at all.
This guy is crazy.
The powerful sports car accelerates to 80 miles per hour.
I'm gonna try it fast.
The first police vehicle moves over. He shines a blinding light on the suspect, hoping it will slow him down. Instead, the driver becomes more reckless, his car twisting and turning. Cops try to enlist the help of any big rigs up ahead.
Break, any truckers on 71 Highway. We need a roadblock. Anybody up there can help us. We're in pursuit of a small vehicle.
One 18-wheeler is just up the road.
Slow them around, big truck.
But the truck can't move fast enough, not on these slick roads. The suspect pulls ahead, risking a head-on with oncoming traffic.
Get some help on the wheel and let this guy around it.
With each mile, the fog grows thicker. Now another problem, they're out of communication range.
Alma 77, any unit, L troop. Alma 77, L troop.
The lead vehicle makes a last ditch effort to end this chase. Somehow the suspect hangs on. He accelerates to 100. But at these speeds and these conditions, it's hopeless.
We're losing it. We're off the road. We're off the road.
The suspect loses control, spins around crazily, crashing through a wire fence, and finally comes to rest in a field. He's lucky to be alive. This car thief risked everything for a hot set of wheels. But he was no match for the forces of Mother Nature and the Alma PD. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos. Police jump to it.
Go, go, go.
As a car thief puts the pedal to the metal. A drunk driver puts his date in the hot seat. And a gunman.
He's got a gun.
Puts everyone in the line of fire. It's nail-biting action. Next. Some days.
He's got a gun.
It takes a lot to keep the peace.
Stop the ball.
It takes endurance. And it takes guts. But most of all.
Go, go, go.
It takes teamwork. Michigan City, Indiana. Police receive a hot tip on a stolen car. Minutes later, an officer spots the vehicle. He flips on his lights and siren, but the driver speeds away.
323.
He barrels through stop signs and red lights. Next, he flies through an intersection, almost smashing into a van. Now the driver cranks up the speed.
He's hauling pretty good here.
He's breaking away. He has a chance to lose the officer. He suddenly tries to turn, but he loses control. The car smashes through a fence and hits a large oak tree.
City, he just wiped out here.
Shaken, he staggers out of the totaled vehicle.
Get on the ground!
In the passenger seat, this officer discovers a young woman. It turns out that the two were on a date. When this chase began, they were on their way to a school dance.
I borrowed the car from a friend.
without me realizing that the car was stolen. When he turned on his lights, I just took off. I thought, man, if I could just turn, stop, and get out of this car, I can get away. I hit the biggest tree of my life.
Los Angeles, outside a concert hall. A fight breaks out between drunken teenagers. Moments later, the police rush in. Breaking up this four-man brawl wasn't a problem. But how do officers stop a massive free-for-all at a moment's notice? Detroit, Michigan, Joe Louis Arena. A sold-out rap concert has just ended. Without warning, a man blasts a rival gang member with a burst of brutal punches. His friends join him in the pummeling. And suddenly, a fighting frenzy erupts on the stairs. Within seconds, the police arrive and restore order. Hollywood, California, a heavy metal concert. After a massive brawl, dozens of teenage fans are kicked out. But these kids still want to party, so they do it on the street. Now they want to get back into the concert by any means necessary. First, they throw stones at the door. Then they throw the broken glass at the bouncers inside. Security chases off some, and police rush in to finish the job.
Get out of here, man. Get over there. Get out of here now. Get out of here, man.
The experienced officers quickly arrest and disarm the troublemakers.
Son, I'm going to tell you one time, but one time only. Be quiet. You understand that?
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Young men and women flock to a local rock and roll concert. What they don't realize is two rival gangs have also shown up, and they're ready to do battle. They taunt each other in the dimly lit arena, each waiting for the other side to make the first move. Then it happens. The gangs explode into violence. It's pandemonium. Their weapons have already been confiscated, so all they can do is fight with their fists and feet. Security guards are finally able to control the crowd. Their only weapons are straps and belts. Several gangsters are injured, but they should feel lucky. If they had been armed, this concert would have been a bloodbath. Around the world and in every culture, whenever crowds go crazy at public events, the police will be there, ready and waiting, to keep a good time from turning into chaos and destruction.
Hey, what do we do?
Be quiet. Let me explain to you.
Las Vegas, Nevada. A flash flood has turned a dry gully into a raging river, and this highway into a death trap. These two stranded women can do nothing but pray for rescue. The road is literally washing out from under them.
We're over the site right now, and that's the Las Vegas police helicopter right there on the pavement.
The car is wedged on a broken piece of asphalt. The women wait anxiously as officers Gary Marsh and Ralph Burton of the Las Vegas Police Rescue Team plan the best way to save them.
We are both police officers and we're both pilots, and we both seen flash floods and watched cars literally tumble down the streets. And there, it is a force to be reckoned with.
Since I've been flying, I personally know of 8 people that have been drowned, washed away, some of them found, some of them never found.
In the time it takes to plan the rescue, the water rises several feet. This entire stretch of roadway could wash out at any moment. Marsh and Burton decide to try in an emergency airlift.
You want to put me in on one skid and I'll get him out? All right, ready when you are.
The toughest thing was to land on the hood, be facing the water coming towards you, and it gives you a disorientation that you know you're stopped, but you actually feel like you're moving.
How much gas do we have? We're full of fuel. The bad thing, it'll be heavy when we push.
And look at that. He did it. The rescue officer is on the hood. He's on the hood.
And it wasn't until that point that the knots in my stomach really hit, because now not only were the women in danger of being washed away at any second, but I had left my partner on the hood of the car in danger with the ladies.
The officer tries to coax the passenger out, but the terrified woman refuses to move. Eventually, he succeeds in pulling her out on the windshield. Burton moves in carefully. He has to land on the exact same spot as the first time.
Dead center. I have never seen anyone nail a landing like that twice.
Marsh helps her into the helicopter. He can feel the car shifting under him. Without a moment to lose, he climbs on the skid and tells the pilot to lift off.
That's right, they do have paramedics from Clark County standing by. She doesn't appear to be hurt, but they're here to make sure she's okay.
The officers return for the other woman. They've landed successfully twice, but now they need to do it a third time.
The downwash from the rotor, well, that's like a strong windstorm. And Gary was standing on the hood of a slippery, wet car, and with the rotor wash coming down from that, it made it really difficult for him to remain there if I stayed on there with him.
It's really, I gotta tell you, the most amazing flying I've seen. He's holding it steady. It's like a rock.
As the officer assists the second woman, the car begins to shift beneath them. Moments later, the helicopter touches down safely.
And they're back on dry land. Wow.
The women are shaken, but not seriously hurt. They were fortunate that officers Marsh and Burton of the Las Vegas Police Search and Rescue Team were ready to meet one of Mother Nature's most powerful challenges. Coming up, on World's Wildest Police Videos, two British punks go for a joyride. A gang of drug smugglers,
vessels now fleeing,
go for broke. A cleaver-wielding psycho goes for the jugular. And police go everywhere.
Freeze! Don't move!
Because things are about to get wild. Next.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Crooks on the run. Cops on the move. Lives on the line. There's barely time to breathe.
Freeze!
In the war against crime.
Maintaining visual contact in a chase is a priority because you can't catch what you can't see.
Manchester, England. Police chase a stolen silver hatchback. The bandits barrel down the middle of the road and then head the wrong way on a one-way street. It's a deadly game of chicken, but the officer won't back down. He has to keep the suspect in sight. The crooks race around a turn. It's a dead end. So they try to double back. The cop slams into them, but the impact doesn't knock any sense into the young suspects. Instead, they speed off again, daring the police to catch them. Racing over the sidewalk, the crooks force the cops to follow.
Yeah, we're just going through the F bend now. Straight at the bottom.
But when the driver starts skidding off the road and blowing through intersections without an ounce of hesitation, the officer has to back off to avoid a lethal accident. It gives the suspects time to get out of the cop's line of sight. And when the officer finally catches up, he finds the car abandoned. But the thieves are not free for long. The fingerprints they left behind lead the cops to them days later.
When a suspect is running hard enough to lose sight of officers, they might get away, or the chase could end in the worst way possible.
In Florence, Alabama, police pursue a fleeing pickup. The teenagers in this truck fled a traffic stop when they couldn't produce ID. Now they're running hard, trying desperately to lose the cops. The afternoon sun is dead ahead, and visibility is poor at best. The suspects run blindly, racing over train tracks and charging headlong through intersections. But the officer cannot afford to be so reckless. When he slows at the crossroads, it gives the suspects a chance to get two hills ahead.
Boy, I've lost sight of passing traffic.
The officer does everything he can to catch up. But he arrives only in time to witness the aftermath of a tragedy.
Signal 30.
The wrecked 4x4 is a casualty of this chase. But as the lead officer swings around it, he sees the suspect's truck.
Ejection.
overturned and totaled. Officers and witnesses rushed to the injured suspects.
Just relax.
The damage is done. Both suspects survive. But they'll spend the rest of their teens in hospital rooms and jail cells.
The worst part of these situations isn't the tragedy. It's the fact that these tragedies could have been avoided.
Reckless, mindless fugitives. Thinking they can escape if they just get far enough ahead of the police. But the hard reality they learn is that out of sight is not out of mind. And what the cops don't see can definitely hurt everybody.
Police are accustomed to dealing with people with guns and knives, but they face a real challenge when the weapons are truly bizarre.
Highland. A suicidal man holding a rake and a razor-sharp cleaver keeps police at bay. When he suddenly turns violent, the police rush in. Armed with only long sticks, the officers are beaten back by the wildly flailing man. A cop trips. The man slashes at the officer's neck, but he rolls out of the way just in time. This is more than attempted suicide. This is attempted murder. Fearing for the man's safety and their own, police pull back. Then, for some reason, he lies down on the railroad tracks and waits. But a trained police marksman with a bow and arrow shoots the suicidal man with a sedative. Amazingly, he isn't even fazed by the tranquilizer. Finally, the sedative kicks in, and he's arrested. Police have to carry the man away. They've done their job for today, and if they have to, they'll do the same thing tomorrow. Because when the battle is fierce and the knife is sharp, if a life has been saved, it's all worth it. Berea, Ohio. Police officers pursue a suspect who can barely see where he's going. The cop only wanted to tell him his headlights were out, but the man's driving on a suspended license and wouldn't stop. He also has a passenger on board, a woman he met in a bar only an hour ago. Technically, this is their first date. The terrified woman hangs on as he speeds blindly over train tracks and misses another car with only inches to spare. Another cop picks up the chase, and the man runs right into a construction zone. He rips up the road like a race car driver on an obstacle course, screaming past barrels at 80 miles an hour and cutting off another car. But this is not a racetrack, and the driver is no pro. The cops have to stop him before he injures himself and his passenger. The police set up a rolling roadblock, but before they can tighten the net, the driver spots a narrow escape. He goes for it. The cops follow, power sliding hard. One cruiser fishtails so severely, he almost loses it. Now they're headed right toward the airport. The cops can only guess at what this madman is up to. This airport is used 24 hours a day by private jets. If he gets onto the runways, it could be a disaster. The cops move into position. They fan out and block his escape from all sides. The suspect takes them off-road on a rough ride for the airport's rear gate. But his flight from the law is about to be delayed.
Shut him down!
The cops steer the suspect into a fence. This time, there is no way out.
Get out of the car, now!
The man wisely climbs out of the vehicle and lies face down on the ground. His female passenger screams hysterically.
Okay, just go ahead.
The woman only wanted a ride home. What she got was the ride of her life. Thankfully, that ride is over. But for this man, his troubles are just beginning. He's going to jail. It will be a long time before this reckless Romeo can meet anyone in a bar again. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, the bad guys take it all. A delusional man takes a hostage. A pair of smugglers take a run up the beach.
Freeze! Don't move!
And it's up to police to take it all back the hard way.
We know where it is.
next. From drug running,
subjects threw something overboard
at 40 knots.
Stop the ball.
To taking hostages at gunpoint. Criminals do the unbelievable to get what they want and get away clean.
In cities where water is a major part of the landscape, police boats are essential. The Marine Police require special training because on the water, even the slightest mishap can have deadly consequences.
We took our cameras to waterfront communities around the country to catch Marine officers in action. Police who work offshore drill themselves constantly, using real-life scenarios that test their speed and their skill. Because even on water, danger is a reality that can't be avoided. Charlotte County, Florida. Located on Florida's west coast, this vacation community includes nearly 200 square miles of water. Road access is limited. That makes enforcing the law by boat a fact of life. Here, Sheriff's Deputies Charles Kloss and John Miller spot a vessel that is traveling outside normal traffic lanes. They may just be fishermen looking for snapper, but it's a route frequently taken by drug runners. The deputies adjust their heading to intercept.
180 Central, we'll be stopping a vessel. It's going to be a green flats boat, 3 male occupants.
The men don't look like typical vacationers.
How you doing? Sheriff's office.
And their behavior is suspicious.
Test out the motor.
Testing the motor?
Yeah.
All right. Do a quick safety check. How about life jackets? Get your life jackets in these compartments?
Yeah, we got
enough for everybody.
But when the deputy asks to see one, the suspects run.
180 Central. Vessel's now fleeing Stump Pass area. Yeah, I'm in pursuit.
The suspects have a fast boat and get a good jump on the sheriff's vessel, which has to turn around. But the deputy's craft has twin Mercury engines, and they know how to push them to the max.
180 back to Central. The vessel's just at the entrance of Ski Alley. Approaching the entrance of Ski Alley.
The suspects enter a narrow waterway. If they're running drugs, they'll dump them here where the cops can never find them. Deputy Kloss kicks it up to 40 knots. They've got to get close enough to witness the drop. Suddenly, one suspect is seen taking a package from a storage compartment.
All right, they got a bale or something on the front of the boat. Looks like they're trying to dump it.
The suspects dump their bundle close to shore. If they're smart, it's packed with meat so alligators will swallow the evidence.
180 Central, the subjects threw something overboard. Looks like possibly a bale of some type.
But the evidence can wait. Right now, all the deputies want is to put these drug runners out of business. Their 300 horses roar through the swamp. The men know they can't outrun it and try to beach their craft. But they're not setting foot on land till they're in handcuffs.
Get on the boat! Get on the deck of the boat! Face down!
With the suspects in custody, the deputies search for the bundle. The crooks couldn't have made it easier. They put it in a flotation bag. It contains over 20 pounds of marijuana. These smugglers won't be seeing the 20 pounds again, but they will be looking at 20 years. High-speed pursuits are common when the suspects are running drugs. But some people go too fast just for the thrill. They haven't a clue about the danger. Deputies from the Sheriff's Marine Division are constantly on the lookout. Because here, there's no speed limit. And if an injured person goes overboard, any accident can be fatal. Boston, Massachusetts. Officer William Nasuti of the state police pursues an out-of-control speedboat that is putting innocent lives at risk. At first, the two occupants ignore the siren and continue their reckless behavior.
Stop the boat!
But when they spot the powerful police boat beside them, these dangerous speed demons finally smarten up.
Captain, bring the boat on over here!
The state trooper is in no mood for game.
Come on over here, Captain, come on!
A search of their vessel reveals empty beer cans and a bag of pot. These guys are buzzed and busted. They think their day ended badly. But by putting a quick end to this surf-churning joyride, the Marine officer probably saved their lives. La Paz, Arizona. This resort community along the Colorado River attracts visitors from all over. Most are here to take in the sun, but some want to take more.
Mirror 85 at this time. Suspects are one male, one female.
For sheriff's deputies, boat theft is a real concern, and they train hard to keep crimes like this to a minimum. Here, an officer responds to a disturbance call. His dash camera catches the end of a fight and the start of an even bigger crime. The deputy's first concern is for the victim's safety. The man's assailants escape using the man's speedboat, but they're not getting far.
6131517, Kennedy Silver, Mastercraft boat, Blue Stripe, White Star is northbound on the river from Trio Flats Boat Ramp.
Within minutes, river deputies have spotted the vessel and are in pursuit. Boat cameras record the chase. The suspects are no match for the deputies' speedboats, but they're not giving up. The boat thieves head toward shore to ditch their stolen vessel. Maybe they can escape on foot.
They're going to the beach. They're going to the beach.
But La Paz deputies are ready. Our crew is with an officer responding on land.
Taylor, I got a visual on him right now.
With the deputies closing in, the suspects beach their boat.
Yeah, we got him right here.
Freeze! Dumbo!
One man tries to run.
Dumbo!
But the deputies are as fast on land as they are on water. The second suspect goes quietly. He's seen enough fighting. Now he and his pal are going to see the inside of a jail cell. Every day, Marine police keep crime on the water from making it to the street. Because where there are no roads, there's still one hard rule. Obey the law. They walk a different beat than other police, but they work just as hard, and the danger's just as real. Coming up.
He's got a gun.
On world's wildest police videos. A gun-toting madman. A terrified hostage.
I was just waiting for something out.
A sharpshooter with a mission. Next.
When a hostage situation gets too intense, we call in a sharpshooter, an officer trained to know the precise moment when to pull the trigger.
Steubenville, Ohio. A crazed man walks into a grocery store waving a gun. He grabs store clerk Pamela Hinkle and holds her at gunpoint. Customers flee the store, escaping the terror that now rests behind the neck of the clerk. The cops try to reason with the man, but it's no use.
We contacted a marksman from Mingo, Lieutenant Powers. He come to the scene, and I gave him the order to do whatever was necessary for the safety of the hostage.
Now the clerk's life rests in the trigger finger of marksman Lieutenant Powers. The timing has to be just right, but he can't fire while the gun is aimed directly at the hostage. The gunman looks nervous, the clerk terrified. The sharpshooter waits and watches for that one critical moment. After 3 long hours of intense concentration, his split second is about to arrive. As police continue to negotiate, the gunman gets angry. He carelessly points the gun straight at a police officer. For that one moment, the gun is not pointed at Pamela. The gunman and the clerk go down. No one moves. Suddenly, the clerk appears. She escapes out the door. The police snatch her away. Then they rush the store, but the gunman is down. It's over. The clerk has Lieutenant Powers and his years of training to thank for this moment.
I don't think I remember hearing the shot when Lieutenant Powers shot him. I was probably in shock then. I was scared. I was just standing there, just waiting for something to happen.
Timing is everything. It's an unpredictable world. Where in the blink of an eye, anything can happen. On land,
freeze!
On water,
stop the ball.
Or in the air. When trouble strikes, somebody has to be there.